a simple search engine for music. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Music search engines such as SeekPod and Screamer function like Google and Yahoo, but they look for audio recordings, and they let you play the songs you're looking for. One of the engines is Songza, spelled S-O-N-G-Z-A. The free service indexes songs from several sources. So let's try a search. For some reason, How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees has been rattling around in my head, and I need to hear it to make it go away. So I type it in, get a list of hits, and then just click play. The search results aren't always perfect. You'll get some live versions you weren't looking for or some poor quality bootleg recordings, but you can usually find what you want. Scott Robin is Songza president.
People tend to have a song stuck in their head or something that they want to recommend to a friend. And what they can do is search for it. They can embed it on their website. They can send it through email. We've integrated with other social websites like Twitter. People can send it that way. And then that was our original intent, was just, you know, a one-off. You listen to it and then you go about your business.
When you search on a song and then play it, the user can't really tell where it's coming from. So how do I know that I have the right to be listening to that song, that some law is not being broken?
One of the things that we've done is we've limited it so you can't download music. You can only listen to it. And then on our end, we're actually paying ASCAP and BMI public performance rights to play that music. So to the end user, it feels like free. Never gonna give you up,
never gonna let you down. Wow, what's that? Do you hear that?
Yeah. Is that Rick Astley?
I think it's Rick Astley.
I've been Rickrolled.
A little bit confused right now? Well, don't worry. Lots of people have been befuddled by the unexpected appearance on their computer screens of Mr. Rick Astley singing his 1980s hit, Never Gonna Give You Up. It's called Rickrolling, and it's a big internet thing right now. People receive emails or instant messages telling them to check out some interesting or funny site, but the link takes them to a cheesy Rick Astley music video. The video at YouGotRickRolled.com has been played now more than 7 million times. The fad is taking on other forms, too. Former Church of Scientology members are showing up at official church functions, blasting the song in some kind of bizarre protest. And at a recent women's college basketball game, two men on the sidelines surprised the crowd by cranking the song in the gym. Talking to a Los Angeles Times blogger, the real Rick Astley admits to being puzzled by Rickrolling.
It's a bit strange anyway, to be honest, to have videos of when you were a young guy out on the internet. Do you know what I mean? I'm 42 years old now, so it's a little bit weird anyway. But, yeah, it's funny. You know, it makes me laugh. I'm sure it really annoys a lot of other people, but it's made me laugh occasionally, you know.
By the way, Never Gonna Give You Up is one of the millions of songs you can find on Scott Robbins' Songza.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.
I've been Rickrolled.